Well, hello, and thanks again for your call to our Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration Line. I hope to inspire you with God's Word. This is Brother Jeff Chapman again from Tennessee, and I'm over here with my Bible open to Ephesians chapter 4, just digging in the riches of God's Word, enjoying His Word. It's a beautiful picture. Outside my window, there's a brutal thunderstorm going on, but I'm feasting on God's Word. I'm at peace and rest while all that's going on. Well, it says here a very simple verse, Ephesians 4:27. I'm just going to give you a simple, not complicated verse, because Christ is not complicated, His Word's not complicated, and I want us to get it. And He wants us to get it. So chapter 4, verse 27, it says, neither give place to the devil. Neither give place to the devil. Now, if you would go back a few other verses, you would realize why he put the neither there. And he was talking about lying. He was talking about anger and sinning when you're angry. So he concludes that thought with neither give place to the devil. How do we give place to the devil? Well, the Bible tells us very clearly that we were made in the image of God. In the image of God, he created man. And man was a pleasure of God. He created us for his pleasure, that we might bring glory and praise and honor to his name. And so therefore, that's what we're created to do. We're not created to give place and honor and glory and blessings to the devil. We're created to praise God, as it says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. We're created to show forth his power, his works, his goodness, his mercy. You know, forgiving people, loving people, that's how God uses man in this wicked world in which we live today. So you're not an instrument of devil work. You're an instrument of God's work. And so therefore, he says, don't give place to the devil. Don't give any opportunity to the devil to get any, you know, thing from us. So what we need to do is make sure that we say nothing, do nothing that gives place to the devil. And this ought to help a lot of Christians that are struggling to wonder, can I do this? Can I do this? You know, if there's any question, it might give place to the devil. So stay away from it. You know, Christians argue over, can I drink wine or can I drink wine? Is it okay to have one beer? I can't believe they even consider such folly when the whole world's being destroyed by wine and alcohol and drugs and substances. Come on, Christian, let's leave that kind of junk alone. That gives place to the devil. Another place in the secular world in which we live is media. Why do you want to fellowship with anything that might be a place to give place to the devil? Come on, sports and Hollywood movies and the secular music industry, these all praise the devil with their greed and their competition and their gambling and their drunkenness and their nakedness. They give place to the devil constantly. Why in the world would we as the people of God want to have any of that named on it? I don't think we do. But I think more likely the Christian that has victory over some of these major things of the world that the whole world's going after, we should have already learned that, I hope. Stay away from these folly idols and amusements of the world. One Christian writer said that amusement is for entertainment, and amusement things are for people that don't have the joy of the Lord. I thought that was a pretty good food for thought. I mean, we're to have the joy of the Lord. We're to have the power of God. We're to have the ministry of reconciliation. But the most critical thing that you and I will probably, the most biggest chance we have of giving place to the devil is probably with our tongue. The Bible says that our tongue is an unruly member, and it's full of deadly poison. And it setteth on fire the course of nature. And James says it clearly that it's set on fire of hell. So you're probably going to give place to the devil through a sin of gossip or whispering or backbiting or complaining or murmuring. You know, something with your mouth is probably going to give the devil the honor and the praise that he wants out of your life. So I'm wanting you to be reminded of that and give your mouth to Jesus. You know, can you give your mouth to Jesus, you ask me? Well, sure you can. It says, neither yield ye your members as instrument of unrighteousness to sin, but rather yield your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. My hands, my eyes, my ears, my feet, my tongue, my lips, they should be in the honor of God. Everything that I say, everything that I do with these members I have, fighting, hitting men, no. I can't give God any praise and glory. That's not yielding my member as an instrument of righteousness. No, I forgive men. I love men. I don't fight anymore. I don't sue men. I don't take up arms and defend my property. I have the name of Jesus. I have the weapon of all prayer. I have the ability to trust God even if they do me harm and take everything I've got. God's got a plan in it. He'll work together for my good. We can trust God. We don't have to give that old devil a place anymore. Let's quit giving the devil his any place in our life. And is this valid, you're saying? Is this right, what I'm teaching you? Well, you can go read Romans 16, verses 19 and 20. And it basically says that if you'll be innocent concerning evil, simple concerning evil, and excellent at the things that are good, then the God of peace is going to crush Satan under your feet. He's going to bruise him under your feet shortly. So, therefore, we can give honor to God, not give place to the devil, and guess what? He'll be defeated in our life. And God's looking for some people that'll give him the glory, and the devil won't get the glory anymore, and the devil won't get his name advertised anymore, and he won't get another Christian. He won't get another sinner. He'll be defeated like he belongs. Actually, he's already defeated. Don't forget that. Jesus defeated him 2,000 years ago on that cross. Now, let's stop giving any place to the devil. Spend some time in prayer and say, Lord, is there any place in my life that I'm giving the devil an opportunity, a window, a microphone, a stage, a platform? Come on, let's get rid of the devil. Let's don't give him any more place. Let's resist him steadfast in the faith. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.